Welcome you back inside American Family Fields of Phoenix as we get set for the 2024 Biloxi Shekker season. But first up, it's spring training for the Milwaukee Brewers. And look who we've found. Everybody's favorite Australian, Josh Spence, former bullpen coach of the Biloxi Shekkers and the current pitching coach of the Wisconsin Timberrattlers. Spence, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
How fun was it last year getting a chance to really have a midseason promotion up to Appleton, join the Timberrattlers as their pitching coach, and made the dugout for the second half of the year?
Yeah, the hat collection definitely grew. It was great to get amongst more players, and what a ride.
What was it like as well? You start off being in Biloxi, learning the entire Shekker staff, and then all of a sudden it seemed like there was about a four-day period where you had to learn a whole new pitching staff. What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely interesting. Obviously, you don't see a lot of coaches switching teams during the year. A lot of those players I had met previously in the Arizona League, so I kind of had a foundation there. But obviously, when you coach, you want to build a relationship, and that's the most important thing. So I kind of had to do that, expedite that a little bit. But we had a great time. We're one game away from the playoffs, and hopefully this year we can achieve that.
Well, you were with two teams last year. The Shekkers were just barely missing the playoffs. The Timberrattlers just missing the playoffs. Hopefully for both sides, it ends up being a playoff run during the 2024 season. But for you, switching from a bullpen role to a pitching role of the pitching coach instead of the bullpen coach being in the dugout, what was that adjustment like being the pitching coach and kind of being in charge of everything?
Well, it's like any coaching role. It's a role of service, but it was nice to be back in the dugout, a little close to the action, having a few more conversations with the manager in game. I thoroughly enjoyed the experience. I've had some experience coaching in the Australian Baseball League, and my previous stop was with the Padres in player development. So it was just nice to get back in the dugout and be amongst them.
Speaking of being amongst and having more conversations with the manager, the guy who you were talking to most of the time is the guy who's the new Biloxi Shekkers manager, In Joe Arolt. What was it like working with Joe last year?
Oh, you're in for a treat. He's a really good balance of hard work and having fun. He's a great stepping stone for the players if their goal is to play at higher levels. He was an absolute blast to be around. I know I learned a lot from him. He's been around the game for a long time. He's great with the younger players, definitely a player's coach. You can feel the love through the conversations, and he's not afraid to let the umpires know if they made a bad call. So, he's a good time in the dugout.
Well, that last part always gets the fans fired up.
Oh, yeah.
One of the big things, too, for you being back in the dugout, what were you able to learn from being back in the dugout a little bit closer to the action?
I mean, I guess the last time I was in the dugout, that there wasn't as much data involved. So now the access of the numbers and the analytics during the game, very, very grateful to be able to have, one, the education here that the Brewers give us, and two, be able to impart that on the players and make some quick adjustments and, just be a stepping stone and a lifeline for them.
You spent time last year with a lot of guys who either are likely going to be with the Shekkers to start the 2024 season or will be up with the Shekkers at some point during the 2024 season, one of them being Jacob Mizorowski, Tyler Wasner, another one. What did you see from those two guys last year, specifically in Wisconsin?
I mean, they have great arsenals, solid work ethics. I mean, they're tall kids, tall righties, and they're still growing into their bodies, a little baby giraffe-ish going on. But they're definitely going to be part of the core of the big club one day. Now, how soon? Who knows? But they definitely have the talent and the skills. Now, do they have the patience to keep at it?
And one of the big things, too, with Jacob Mizorowski is him being able to come up to AA and basically blazing through three different levels during last year's season. Yeah. What were you able to see during your time with him in High A?
Well, I was able to be around Miz a little bit the year before in Arizona. You can't speak highly enough of his arm and what he's able to do with the baseball, but he's also a great kid. He wants to learn. He doesn't feel like he knows everything yet. He's very coachable. I'm excited for the future that's in store for him.
One of the big things, too, for you while you're here in Arizona is you get to see not just the guys who will likely be in High A with you in Appleton, but you get to see the entirety of the system. Have there been any guys who have really stood out to you in spring training this year?
I can't give away too many secrets this early, but from a pitching development, pitching staff point of view, we got to be pretty proud of where they're at. Obviously, there's a lot of hard work left. But, the arms are in full flight right now. And, it's going to be an exciting year.
Throughout the system, up, down, left, and right.
Absolutely.
Well, Spence, thanks so much for joining us. Great to catch you up. Best of luck this year in Appleton.
Oh, my pleasure. Good to see you.